There really are only a select number of events at which you will appear conspicuous if not wearing a neon tutu, some type of electrically lit headgear, and perhaps a glow-in-the-dark fright wig. And one of those was at the RDS in Dublin over the weekend, where, for the first time in Europe, an electric run took place. Originating in America, the event is one of a growing number that blends some of the more salubrious aspects of electronic dance music, or EDM, with a 5K run, creating events where party-dressed runners race over a course bristling with beats, bouncy sculpture and ultraviolet installations, all egged on by DJs supplying an EDM soundtrack. Saturday's event was brought to Ireland by two runners from Galway, and I spoke to one of them, former Saw Doctors drummer Johnny Donnelly, as well as many of the slightly breathless voices at the Electric Run.
It's very good, it's enjoyable, and everyone's having a great crack.
What is it?
I don't know. A bit of madness.
It's a new thing. It's a new thing in Ireland. It's the first electric run in Ireland, so...
What is an electric run?
I don't know what it's like. There's like loads of lights, like LED lights, kind of like multicoloured lights all lit up around the course. And people wear kind of multicoloured stuff, kind of like neon lights and stuff, and really bright coloured clothes. Some people will be dancing around the course, and sometimes you could see really good fun. And there's just loads of music, I suppose, and it was just great, great feeling.
I think you'll ask me family. I'm not sure if they're in front of me or behind me, so I'm just going to wait around for a bit. All my brothers and sisters and family and friends and that, like, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your outfit tonight.
My outfit tonight? I decided I wanted to be a Smurf. And, I thought Smurfs were cool, so I got some blue glasses to match it as well. Watch. Boom! Boom! That's the way I do it.
They flash very nicely.
Yeah, they do. You should see the shit in the bright. It's lovely. Cool.
I'm
your ex.
Do you all run all the time, or is it just for this?
Yeah, we're heading back all the time and stuff like that. We're going to do the, what's that, Doomsday thing? We're going to try out that one as well. Yeah, waiting for ages, but like when we got started, it was pretty good. Great laugh. There was loads of, everything was just bright and lighting up, and you're running other things, like changing colours and all, and you don't go into our little caves and stuff like that. It was like you're in a little nightclub and all. It's great, it was. Loving it.
It's like EDM without the knives.
That's it.
How are you doing?
Oh, it was a great experience, yeah.
I like the way you took that glowing gum shield out of your mouth before you talk.
Otherwise, no, it was very good, enjoyable. We were just running around in darkness, and then you just come into valleys with light and pumping music. It was great crack, all right.
Is this your standard running costume? Because that's a great costume.
I think I'd stop traffic if I wore this normally. I made this morning.
You've got it like a multicoloured tutu.
Tutu, yeah.
And your headgear is pretty good too.
My dreadlocks, yeah.
You've got like quite transparent dreadlocks.
No, they're actually multicoloured. There's blue and yellow and pink.
And some of them have lights in them.
Some of them do, yeah. The start line was pretty good. It got everyone pumped up. There was music blaring.
You're not just finished now though in doing 5K.
No, it was an after party then, so we stayed for a bit, had some chips.
I saw a lot of people went straight for the fish and chips.
Yeah.
It was Baltic weather, so I think people were looking for something warm. You started off, it was just basically neon lights, good rave music going on as you were running by, people screaming and shouting, having fun. The lights were with the music, going with the beat, and the lights flashing. That's probably the best part.
Did you hit the fish and chips straight afterwards?
No, I didn't. But that's because I'm getting married in 2 weeks. It might be in a different case after 2 weeks' time.
This make a good theme for a wedding.
It probably would, actually. Would you believe I was on your wedding last year? It wasn't too far from this. A lot of glow sticks at it.
There were a lot of glow sticks.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I first heard of Electric Run about a year ago. Ray O'Connor, who's the race director for the Connemara Marathon and the Galway Bay Half Marathon there, we're both runners. We both have ran all over the world, and we love running and we love anything that's different. So we came across Electric Run, and I went over to America and I took part in one of the events in Virginia Beach. Kind of got a flavour of what the run was like and decided to get the licence for it to come to Ireland. Tonight is the first time that the race has actually been in Europe. It's a big event. The amount of production here, as you've seen, the amount of lighting and PA systems is absolutely astronomical. And we're very lucky because you never actually know how these things go because it is a new type of event. Basically, they run through all these different installations in different areas. Normally, they don't actually run in a city. So this is very unusual for Electric Run, who've been to Australia and have gone running all over America, this is the first time they've actually taken place in a city. And the RDS, for myself and Ray, is just an amazing venue, and the architecture that's within the place is very different for the Americans. It makes it very interesting for us then to try to create the lighting spectacle around the venue. Behind us here, as we're looking, there's hundreds and hundreds of lanterns hanging from the trees, and then there's pink and green lights under it. Over the far side then on my right, we're looking at an ultraviolet tunnel that's covered in ultraviolet bubbles that come from all these bubble machines. So it's kind of trippy as you run through. It's all about creating a visual escape for people through music, and that's really what the event actually is. I think the majority of people, obviously through the census that's gone online, the majority are females. So when I say females, it's like 72% of people running is actually female. And the average age for all those females is about 29 to 31 years of age.
You know, this guy called Mark Rowland, who wrote about running and philosophy in running, and he's kind of saying that he's always aiming for this point in his run where he goes into this sort of an out-of-body experience. I guess that's the aspect of running you're kind of playing with here.
Myself and Ray, obviously, we run marathons and we run ultra-marathons. So that euphoria normally comes from extreme pain at mile 40 or mile 50. And we get that euphoria moment, and sometimes then things are just numbed for a while. I think what's different about this is it's five kilometres. But the euphoria comes from the images and the sound that's around you as you're running. So that's the difference too, as opposed to running a full marathon where you've just got a daytime event and a city architecture around you, as opposed to lots of music and sound and visuals in the dark. And that's the euphoria from the different experiences here is what you get from the fact that it's only 5 kilometres.
So who'd you bring along?
My daughter Ellie and my friend's daughter Ellie May and my friend's niece.
And how old are all these three?
Between 9 and
11.
You're 11. What bit did you like best?
Probably when we had to run through the hoops. Yeah.
Did you finish the race?
Yes. Very hard.
Was it?
And long. And tiring.
Well done. And did you run all the way?
Yeah.
You're amazing.
She ran all the way and her mum didn't. We don't know where her mum is.
Good luck finding her then.
Through all the stuff.
Was she?
Yeah.
What a cheat.
Bye.
I was talking there to runners at Saturday's Electric Run at the RDS in Dublin, and you also heard from event organiser Johnny Donnelly. And if you'd like to see pictures of that event, head to Electric Run Ireland on Facebook.